Today we're flipping a Think Break switch up in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the jungle and old school DNB way. The goal is simple. Take a straight breakbeat groove and turn the last part of it into a fresh little burst of energy, so your drop feels alive without you having to rewrite the whole track. This is one of those moves that instantly makes a tune feel more like real drum and bass. The drums don't just loop forever. They breathe. They answer themselves. They create that feeling where the listener goes, okay, something just changed. And now we're into the next phrase. We're also keeping a mastering mindset the whole time. That means we're not just asking, does this sound cool in solo? We're asking, does this still hit hard? Stay tight, and leave room for the bass and the rest of the track. Let's get into it. First, choose a break that already has some personality. For this kind of lesson, a classic Immense-style break, a dusty live drum loop, or a funky break with a strong snare all work great. You want something with a clear backbeat and some motion in the hats or shuffles. Drag that break into an audio track in Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo somewhere around 170 BPM. That's a great beginner-friendly jungle zone. You can work a little slower or faster, but 170 is a solid starting point if you want that old-school DNB energy. Now turn warp on. For breakbeats, try beats mode. Keep the transient behavior fairly sharp so the drums stay punchy. Don't go crazy the lining every tiny hit. The main thing is to lock the break to the grid enough that it works musically, while still keeping some of that loose human swing that makes jungle feel alive. A good beginner move is to find the first strong downbeat, line that up, and only add warp markers where the timing really drifts. If you overread it, the break can lose its character. And indeed, NB, character is everything. Next, we're going to slice the break so it becomes easier to edit. In Ableton, use Slice to New MIDI Track, Slice by Transient, and let Ableton create a drum rock from the break. This is a really nice beginner workflow, because now each hit is on its own pad or MIDI note, which means you can rearrange the break without manually chopping audio all day. Keep the original audio track muted if you want, but don't delete it. It's always useful to have the source break there while you're experimenting. Now before we make the switch up, we need a main groove. Think of this as your home base. If the original loop is too chaotic, the switch up won't feel intentional. So build a simple 4-bar pattern first. Keep the snare where the ear expects it. That backbeat is the anchor. Then add a kick or two to support the flow, plus some ghost hits or hat fragments for movement. A nice beginner setup might be bars 1 and 2 holding the groove steady, bar 3 adding a little pickup, and bar 4 starting to loosen up a bit so the switch up can land. This is where a lot of beginners make a huge mistake. They start editing before the main idea is clear. Don't do that. Make the listener understand the original groove first. Then the variation will hit much harder. Now for the fun part. Duplicate your MIDI clip and make a variation for the switch up. The simplest way to create a good jungle-style switch-up is not to add everything. It's actually to cut something, and then add one or two small surprises. So here's a clean formula. Remove one hit to create space, add one extra ghost note or hat tap, throw in a short fill at the end, and maybe reverse or choke one slice for a little bit of drama. That's it. You do not need to turn this into a drum solo. In fact, the best switch-ups are often really clear. You want the listener to feel the shape change, not get lost in it. A classic old-school DNB move is to keep bars 1 through 3 steady, then let bar 4 twist. You could place a snare hit on beat 3, then a quick 1/8 or 1/16 fill on beat 4, and then slam back in on the next downbeat with a strong snare or crash. That kind of turn works, because the ear hears the tension building and then hears the release. When you're editing, zoom out often. Beginners tend to loop one bar and obsess over tiny details. That's useful for precision, but remember, DNB is phrased music. Think in 4-bar and 8-bar chunks. Ask yourself, does this section feel like it's leading somewhere? A really important concept here is contrast. The switch-up should feel different from the main groove. That difference might be dense versus sparse, dry versus slightly wet, straight versus shuffled, or full versus filtered. Contrast is what makes the edit feel like a moment. Now let's make the drums sit like they're already part of a polished track. Route the break and any drum layers to a drum bus. Then add some gentle processing. You don't want to crush it, you want glue. A good starting point is drum bus for a little punch and grit, EQ8 for cleanup, and glue compressor for subtle cohesion. Keep the drive light, keep the compressor gentle, and only trim the low end if it's actually cluttering the sub region. This matters a lot in DNB because the kick, snare, and sub are basically the engine of the track. If the break is too boomy or the bus is too hot, The whole drop starts feeling blurry. A controlled drum bus makes the switch up feel bigger, not smaller. Now let's shape the transition with automation. This is where the switch up starts feeling like a real arrangement moment instead of just a chopped loop. You can do a small low pass filter move on the break before the turn, then reopen it. You can send a little reverb on the last snare hit. You can throw a quick delay on a ghost note. You can even dip the utility gain by a couple dB for a tiny vacuum effect before the new phrase hits. Keep these moves subtle. The goal is not to wash the drums out. The goal is to create a sense of motion and anticipation. A really practical arrangement pattern is something like this. A main groove for 8 or 16 bars, then a switch up in the last two bars, then a one bar reset, then back into the groove or into a heavier variation. That's very DJ friendly and very DDNB friendly, because it gives the track a clear sense of form. Now let's talk about the bass, because in jungle and old school DNB, the bass should support the drums, not fight them. If you have a sub or a res underneath, give it a little space during the switch up, maybe mute it for half a bar, maybe thin it out, maybe let the drums have one moment by themselves. That tiny absence can make the next downbeat feel huge. If your bass is a res, use filter movement instead of just making it louder. If it's a sub, keep it mono and disciplined. Utility is your friend here. EQ8 can help keep the sub out of the break's muddy low mids. And if you want a bit of edge, a little saturation on the bass can help. But don't smear the drums. Now for the mastering-minded check. Play the section in context and ask some important questions. Does the snare still hit hard in mono? Is the top end too sharp around the 5 to 10 kHz area? Does the switch-up suddenly jump in volume? Is there still headroom on the master? If the switch-up feels louder, trim it instead of just compressing everything harder. Try to leave around minus 6 dB of headroom while you're still building the track. That gives you room to finish the mix properly later. Use spectrum if you want to spot harsh peaks. And if you're testing loudness, you can use limiter temporarily, but don't use it to fix a bad balance. A good switch-up should feel exciting and controlled, not like it's fighting the rest of the mix. Now place the switch-up where it makes musical sense. Usually that means the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, right before a bass return, a breakdown, or a second drop variation. That's where the energy change feels the most natural. If you want that extra old-school feel, you can add a tiny atmosphere tail, like vinyl noise, a short room sound, a jungle stab, or even a reverse cymbal leading into the next phrase. Just keep it tasteful. You're adding motion, not clutter. Let's quickly run through the main thing to remember. A think break switch up works because you keep most of the groove intact, then change only the last bar or two. You use ghost notes, fills, little dropouts, and small automation moves to create tension. You keep the drum bus controlled. You keep the bass supportive. And you think in phrases, not just individual bars. That's the whole vibe. If you want to practice this properly, take one break and make three versions. Make one minimal version with just one removed hit and one extra ghost note. Make one tension-based version with a filter move and a tiny reverb throw. Then make one heavier old-school version with a chopped fill and some subtle saturation. Compare them against the same bassline and see which one feels the most jungle. And here's the big takeaway. In DNB, the magic is not always about making everything bigger. It's about making the right moment bigger. If you can make one 4-bar switch-up feel like a proper event, your whole arrangement starts sounding way more alive. All right, load the break, slice it up. Keep the snare strong, shape that final bar, and let the switch-up do its job. That's how you get those classic jungle and old-school DNB vibes in Ableton Live 12.